The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Make 48. They have partnered with the Kansas State School of the Blind for their contest to create and market an idea within 48 hours. Neuroscience News has an article about artificial intelligence for the retina changes is also predicting cardiovascular risks. From Lagos, Nigeria, an article about VinSight, VinSight, helps the visually impaired in Nigeria. From TechCrunch, We Walk Smart Cane. There are fundraisers and details about that. From Cool Blind Tech, I have two articles, Google Reading Mode and Microsoft Teams for the deaf and hard of hearing. From the NFB, there is an article about Access Technology Affordability Act going through the House and Senate in Congress. So let's get started. From KSHB.com, that's a news site. The Blind Invention Competition builds confidence for young visually impaired inventors. Dateline Kansas City, Kansas, Make 48 and the Kansas State School for the Blind, KSSB, hosted the first ever Blind Invention Competition over the weekend, December 2nd through 4th. Visually impaired and blind students from across Kansas came to compete in teams for the chance to win $2,000 and the opportunity to compete on a national level. This year's challenge clue was chickens in the kitchen. Recent stories, a hot link for KSHB.com. Students were asked to create a unique egg crate for fresh eggs. The task involved creating a prototype, coming up with a name and a brand, and then pitching it to a panel of judges. All of this must be done in 48 hours. I lost my vision at the age of 10, and from then on, I always felt like my disability was something that was constantly an obstacle, and it caused negativity around my life, said Hasham Sayed, a competitor and freshman at Wichita State University. He went to KSSB and was told about the competition by former teachers. While Sayed said he'd love to win, that's not what it's all about for him. Being in this type of environment definitely has an impact on making me more comfortable, not only talking to other people, but also kind of understanding who I am as a person and that I'm not defined by my blindness, Sayed said. His name is spelled S-Y-E-D. But it doesn't come without obstacles for both competitors and hosts. Sayed said the design portion, the most visually demanding piece, was the hardest. It was kind of a struggle to be like, hey, we can do this, Sayed said, but it's definitely been helpful to have staff members who are here for us and helping us throughout the process. In addition to the staff, state-of-the-art technology like 3D printing machines was available for creators. Tom Gray, CEO and co-founder of Make 48, told KSHB 41, the idea to open this competition up to the visually impaired was risky, as they did not know how it would fare. But since the response has been so fantastic, he believes there is no doubt they'll continue in years to come. From neuroscience.news.com, AI technology to help reduce the risk of vision loss and stroke. Dateline September 23rd. Summary, new AI technology is able to detect changes to the retina and predict the risk of retinal vein occlusion. Researchers say the technology could also be used to detect heart attack and stroke risks. Source, Monash University. New artificial intelligence, AI technology, that detects subtle changes in the retina could prove a game changer in helping millions of people avoid vision loss or blindness. The retinal deep learning model, developed during a 3-year study by Monash University, helps GPs, general practitioners, and healthcare professionals detect and predict the risk of retinal vein occlusion, RVO, which occurs when a blood clot blocks a vein in the eye's retina. But the technology also has the potential to predict the risk of heart attacks and stroke, because the retina is so closely associated to other parts of the body through the central nervous system. The study, published in the journal Eye, was carried out by Monash Medical AI Group, which sits within the university's Monash e-Research Center. Study author, Associate Professor Zongyuan-Ge, that's Zongyuan-Ge, also an adjunct senior research fellow in the Department of Electrical and Computer Systems Engineering, said RVO is the second most common retinal vascular disease in the world, affecting an estimated 16 million people. If diagnosed too late or left untreated, it can lead to vision loss or, in serious cases, blindness. RVO can occur if the veins of the eyes are too narrow and is more likely to occur in people with diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol levels. During the study, researchers trained an AI model to distinguish between more than 10,500 fundus images, photographs of the rear of the eye, collected from the West China Hospital of Sichuan University. Some of the patients captured in the photos had retinal vein occlusion, while others did not. Associate Professor Ge said artificial intelligence has previously focused on more traditional eye diseases, such as diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, or cataracts. However, it's rare that a study links fundus images to neurological and systemic disease risk factors, he said. We believe our study enhances our understanding of what AI really can do in disease diagnosis and management. Hundreds of thousands of pieces of data were used to train the AI model and enable highly accurate predictions. The ability of artificial intelligence to perform massive calculations and capture unknown and seemingly unrelated factors for classification is far beyond human thinking and capabilities, Associate Professor Gate noted. The algorithm tool will likely be a powerful tool to help doctors and clinicians predict the risk of RVO and other cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases such as stroke in the future, even if they don't specialize in that area. All they will need is a smart fundus camera. These are now widely available even in developing countries, and a cloud computing platform integrated with the AI algorithm. We also hope the algorithm will make it much cheaper and more accessible for patients to check the health of their vessels, perhaps $20 to $40 compared to the usual cost of about $3,000 for an MRI scan in developed countries, Associate Professor Gay said. He said this was particularly important given Australia's aging population and a national shortage of ophthalmologists. It is hoped that the study will lead to clinical trials in China, Australia, the UK, and the US. About this AI and vision loss research news. Author, Press Office, Source, Monash University. Contact, Press Office at Monash University. Image, Public Domain. Original research, closed access. Artificial intelligence to distinguish retinal vein occlusion patients using color fundus photographs by Shangren et al. I is the publication. Abstract. Artificial intelligence to distinguish retinal vein occlusion patients using color fundus photographs. Purpose. Our aim is to establish an AI model for distinguishing color fundus photographs, CFP, of RVO patients from normal individuals. Methods. The training data set included 2013 CFP from fellow eyes of RVO patients and 8,536 age and gender matched normal CFP. Model performance was assessed in two independent testing data sets. We evaluated the performance of the AI model using the Area Under the Receiver Operating Characteristic Curve, AUC. Accuracy, precision, specificity, sensitivity, and confusion matrices. We further explained the probable clinical relevance of the AI by extracting and comparing features of the retinal images. Results? Our model achieved an average AUC of 0.9866, 95%, CI 0.98052, 0.9918. Accuracy was 0.9534, 95%, with more stats. And sensitivity was 0.8367, also 95%, for identifying fundus images of RVO patients in training data set. In independent external data sets 1, the AUC of the RVO group was 0.8102, 95%. The precision of 0.7041, 95%. Specificity of 0.6499, 95%. And sensitivity of 0.9124, 95% for the RVO group. There were significant differences in retinal arteriovenous ratio, optic cup to optic disc ratio, and optic disc tilt angle, with more stats. Conclusion, we trained an AI model to classify color fundus photographs of RVO patients with stable performance in both internal and external data sets. This may be of great importance for risk prediction in patients with retinal venous occlusion. From thestar.com.my, Nigerian startup uses tech to help the visually impaired. There are photographs. A VinSight team member assists a visually impaired student with the Visis app, which aims at helping him read. At Pacelli School for the Blind and Partially Sighted Children in Lagos, Nigeria, October 12, 2022. A VinSight team member, and I just read that. Dateline Reuters, Lagos. A Nigerian startup called VinSight is using technology to assist the visually impaired with several products, including smart reading glasses that convert text to audio. About 15.3% of the world's blind population resides in Africa, according to the World Health Organization, where they often lack the resources and support needed to succeed in school and everyday life. I wanted to just try and see if we could build something that could solve the problem, and that was where it all started, said VinSight, VinSight, CEO Kolawole Tomi, T-O-M-I. The company distributes its products to schools and institutions and estimates it has reached about 5,000 people. Reporting by Angela Ukumadu, U-K-O-M-A-D-U. Writing by Nellie Payton, P-E-Y-T-O-N. Editing by David Gregorio, G-R-E-G-O-R-I-O. From TechCrunch via MSN.com, WeWalk raises cash to bring computer vision to smart cane for visually impaired people. Story by Paul Sawers, S-A-W-E-R-S. WeWalk, a UK-based startup developing a smart cane for visually impaired people, today announced it has raised £2 million, $2.4 million, in venture funding from several notable institutional and angel investors. This includes Manchester City and German international footballer İlkay Gündoğan, G-U-Umlaut, N-D-O-G, with a inverted thing on the top, A-N. Founded out of London in 2019, WeWalk has developed a GPS-enabled smart cane and smartphone app, helping users navigate their surrounding environment. Time named the WeWalk smart cane one of the best inventions of 2019. The cane, which costs around $600, can detect physical obstacles on the sidewalk and alert the user through vibrations and sounds, while the app integration enables turn-by-turn navigation, too. Last year, WeWalk announced a partnership with Intel-owned MoveIt to bring local transit data into the mix. MoveIt is spelled M-O-O-V-I-T. The WeWalk smart cane. Fast forward to today, and WeWalk is now looking to use its fresh cash injection to bolster its product with computer vision smarts, developed in partnership with Imperial College London and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or NIB. Visual aid. While it's not clear exactly what this will entail yet, the ultimate goal is to build something capable of reading road signs or telling the user what number is on the front of a bus or even what a specific object in their path is. We are aiming to maximize sensor efficiency and cost effectiveness, leveraging smartphone sensing when appropriate. WeWalk R&D lead Jean-Marc Fegali, F-E-G-H-A-L-I, explained to TechCrunch. We are also investing the state of the art to determine what could be possible in different form factors. This initiative could also benefit from WeWalk's existing partnership with Microsoft as part of its AI for Accessibility program, and may lead to deeper integrations with Microsoft's Seeing AI app or Azure ML, according to Figali. The company has already started work on the project, recruiting some 30 people to help build and test the necessary software and hardware. The RNIB is supporting user testing and ensuring that our designs are human-centered, Figali said. Imperial College is supporting this underlying sensing algorithms. We envision a product that could be attached discreetly, providing its sensors with the widest field of view without impeding the user's typical motion. We will then look to different feedback mechanisms, including auditory and tactile, to inform the user of the information necessary for their safe mobility. It's still a while away, though, with plans to have something ready for market by 2024, but the company said that it is already testing camera and remote human assistance functionality within the WeWalk mobile app, using this as a design platter to add further computer vision tools in the future. With a fresh £2 million in the bank, the company said that it also plans to support other groups by creating adaptive mobility aids, such as walking sticks or frames for elderly people. We want to scale our business to reach a wider global audience and advance our technology to offer better, more meaningful information to visually impaired people, older people, and anyone that faces mobility challenges, WeWalk co-founder and CEO Gauquin Merchlile, that's a G-O-U-M-L-O-U-T, K-H-A-N, M-E-R-I-C with a cedilla, L-I-L-E-R, said in a statement. WeWalk's funding round was led by Nesta Impact Investments, King's Health Partners, KHP Ventures, and APY Ventures, with participation from public investors via CrowdCube and, of course, Ilkay Gundogan. WeWalk raises cash to bring computer vision to smart cane for visually impaired people by Paul Sowers, originally was published on TechCrunch. From coolblindtech.com, Microsoft Teams launches new accessibility feature, Dateline December 5th. In a Microsoft blog post, accessibility architect Chris Sano, S-A-N-O, announced the creation of a best-in-class experience for the deaf and hard of hearing, D/HH, community, on Teams. Sano, who is deaf himself, had been tasked with making the platform more accessible, and the first release, Sign Language View, is now ready and hopes to transform how DHH users take part in Microsoft Teams calls for the better. When needed, up to 2 sign language interpreters' video feeds are kept in a consistent location so that DHH meeting participants can dive straight into the call. The video tiles are also designed to be in optimal shape and size and will automatically stream at the highest possible quality. In its promise to listen to customer feedback, Microsoft has made sign language view preferences sticky so that any settings don't need to be reapplied for each call. According to Sano, you can pre-identify a set of preferred signers that you work with inside your organization on a regular basis. For example, your regular interpreters, or for interpreters, your regular clients. There is an option to turn on captions by default for all of your meetings as well. Sano asks that DHH customers continue to provide feedback through the help menu from within Teams or to call the U.S. Help Desk to communicate directly in ASL. It is expected to roll out in the coming weeks, which coincides with an entry on the company's roadmap stating a December 2022 general availability. Right now, a version of Sign Language View has been rolled out to the public preview program on a per-user basis, so you may be able to get in that way as well. Also on Cool Blind Tech on December 5th, Google launches Reading Mode app to help blind and partially sighted users. Google has introduced a new app called Reading Mode as part of its December Android update, reported by TechCrunch. The new app is designed to help those with vision loss or dyslexia to read what is on the screen. How does the Reading Mode app work? You will have to install the app via the Play Store. Then you will have to specifically turn on the toggle button under Accessibility Settings. This will enable the app to have a floating button on the screen irrespective of the app that might be on at that moment. This way, Reading Mode can be invoked on any app or web page, allowing users more options to read the content if they are unable to do so in its present form. How will this enhance the reading experience for partially sighted users? With Reading Mode activated, there is going to be none of the other distractions, like any animations or ads, as such usually present on web pages or applications. Rather, the entire focus is going to be on the text portion. Further, the app also provides several ways to enhance the reading experience all the more. That includes the option to adjust the contrast, font type and size, and line spacing. How does it help blind users? Apart from these, the app also provides the option to read aloud what is on the display and adjust the reading speed as per user convenience. Plus, there is also the option to change the reading voice as well from several natural-sounding voices available. Languages supported right now include English, French, Italian, and Spanish. Which Android devices are compatible with the app? Google said the Reading Mode app is compatible with any device running Android 9.0 and above, which should cover a huge user base easily, considering that Android 9 Pie was launched back in 2018. Also, the app is intelligent enough to read only the text that matters, and not what might be written on buttons. There is also the option to turn on a toggle that will highlight the portion of the text currently being read. This way, users can also follow on screen what is being read. From NFB.org, Access Technology Affordability Act, House Resolution 431, Senate 212. Issue: the cost of critically needed access technology is out of reach for most blind Americans. The high cost of access technology creates a difficult economic reality. Most access technology ranges from $1,000 to $6,000. For example, a leading screen reader is $900, a popular Braille note taker is $5,495, one model of a refreshable Braille display is $2,795, and a moderately priced Braille embosser is $3,695. According to the United States Census Bureau, 69.1% of blind Americans are either unemployed or underemployed. Consequently, most blind Americans do not have sufficient financial resources needed to purchase these items. These financial barriers can ultimately lead to a loss of employment, insufficient education, or even isolation from community activities. Medical insurance will not cover the cost of access technology. Current definitions of medical care, medical necessity, and durable medical equipment within common insurance policies do not include access technology. These definitions were adopted in the 1960s when medical care was viewed primarily as curative and palliative, with little or no consideration given to increasing an individual's functional status. Many states' Medicaid programs and individual health insurance plans have adopted similar definitions and likewise will not cover the cost of access technology. Access technology enables blind Americans to participate in today's workforce. Blindness is well-defined and measurable, but affects each person differently and at different ages. Since individuals' needs differ, manufacturers have designed various tools that enable each blind American to perform tasks that they were once unable to accomplish themselves due to their blindness. Braille note takers are frequently used in schools, screen reading software allows workers to check their email at home, and screen magnification software can help seniors losing vision learn about community activities. Access technology equips blind Americans to seek employment and stay employed. For the 69.1% of blind Americans who are either unemployed or underemployed, it is a vehicle that facilitates the job-seeking process. Despite this critical need, public and private entities struggle to meet consumer demand. This leads to untimely delays in the delivery of necessary technology and ultimately harms the blind consumer. Solution: Access Technology Affordability Act, H.R. 431, S.212. Makes access technology more affordable so that blind Americans can procure these items for themselves. It establishes a refundable tax credit for blind Americans in the amount of $2,000 to be used over a 3-year period to offset the cost of access technology. The credit created by the Access Technology Affordability Act will sunset after 5 years and will be indexed for inflation. Provides flexibility for individuals to obtain access technology based upon their specific needs. Accessibility requires an individualized assessment of one's own skills and needs. Therefore, blind Americans should be given the opportunity to procure access technology on their own to ensure that they are receiving the tools that are most useful for them. Will increase federal income tax revenue. More blind Americans working means more people paying taxes. It also means that those blind Americans who obtain gainful employment through this tax credit will no longer need to draw from federal programs such as supplemental security income or Social Security disability insurance, and will instead be paying into the Social Security program. Goal, improve affordability of critically needed access technology necessary for employment and independent living. Co-sponsor, the Access Technology Affordability Act, ATAA. To co-sponsor the ATAA in the House of Representatives, H.R. 431, contact Crozer Connor, C-R-O-Z-E-R-C-O-N-N-O-R, Senior Legislative Assistant for Congressman Mike Thompson, Democrat, California. Phone 202-225-3311. Email crozer.connor@mail.house.gov. To co-sponsor the ATAA in the Senate, S-212, contact Ron Storhaug, R-O-N-S-T-O-R-H-A-U-G, Legislative Aide for Senator Ben Cardin, C-A-R-D-I-N, Democrat, Maryland. Phone 202-224-4524. Email ron_storhaug@sbc.senate.gov. For more information, contact Jeff Kalock, K-A-L-O-C, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2206. Email jkaloc@nfb.org or visit www.nfb.org. Footnotes. 1. United States Census Bureau American Community Survey. The percentage of non-institutionalized persons ages 21 to 64 years with a visual disability in the United States who were employed full-time full year in 2018, compiled by New Cornell University. https://www.disabilitystatistics.org/reports/acs.cfmquery-statistic=4. Footnote 2, Erickson W., Lee C., Von Schrader S., 2016, Disability Statistics from the 2014 American Community Survey, ACS, Ithaca, New York, Cornell University Employment and Disability Institute, EDI, retrieved November 11, 2016 from www.disabilitystatistics.org. Footnote 3, National Council on Disability, Federal Policy Barriers to Assistive Technology, May 31, 2000, page 8. http://c9e4889_261b_4dda_bc74_203d5915519f.pdf. Footnote 4, Assistive Technology Industry Associates, AT Resources Funding Guide, https://www.atia.org, and there's two more footnotes after that, but I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.